Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 2018, we could be close to just kind of erasing the whole stigma of, oh, you're single, you're going to be alone and just living with your cats for the rest of your life. Just the whole, I'm single and it's a bad thing mentality that we've had for so long. It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James, Whitney Young. And this is a millennial thing.
It is, yeah. So a new survey from Tinder asked over 1,000 single 18 to 25-year-olds about their attitudes toward dating and being single. And the majority of respondents said that they felt being single actually benefited them.
It's a positive.
And yes, and not only that, but that they had made a conscious choice to be single for a long period of time. And the reasons were, you know, a lot of people said they did it just to prioritize their own needs. A lot of people said they did it to take time to focus on studying or work.
Well, sure, because let's be honest, relationships are their work.
Right.
It's
absolutely.
It's another job. It's, right. You know, in your life, if you're imagining it as a juggler,
yeah.
It's another ball or, depending on your relationship, flaming sword.
Right.
In which case, you need to juggle.
Absolutely. Right. Well, and especially, you know, if you need to be focusing on yourself, if you're trying to, you know, if you want to focus on your career or self-improvement or your health or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, it's very hard to do that when you're in a relationship, because then, you know, you're splitting. It's like 50% of your time is now dedicated, at least, is now dedicated to that other person.
Well, hopefully.
So, yeah, hopefully. Right. Yeah. And I mean, as someone, you know, I've only been in two serious relationships. And so I've spent the majority of my early adulthood and my 20s single. And at times I've certainly wished that I could find like my person. But in the end, I've always chosen. I think the choice has been not necessarily like I'm choosing to be single right now. I'm just choosing to not be in a relationship that isn't like worthy.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to. There are people who want to be in a relationship just for the sake of companionship. Mm-hmm. And I've never wanted that.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I think we all probably know at least one of those people where it seems like they, you know, they're the chain smokers of relationships.
Right,
they jump from one to one.
Serial monogamous.
You know, they're kind of working on one before they end the one they're in. I think we all know somebody like that, sure. But here's the thing. And let me bestow a little wisdom upon you.
Oh, here we go.
With my 35 years on this planet.
Oh, yes.
It's the most unfair thing ever to put a timeline on yourself when it comes to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for myself. I, you know, back when I was in my early 20s, I thought, all right, 25.
Yeah.
Gonna settle down.
Yeah.
Get married by 26, 27. Start popping out those first kids.
Yeah.
Cool plan. Let's just gotta find the. Just gotta find somebody. How hard could it be? And then what you end up, what you do,
how hard could it be?
And what you end up doing to yourself is either you are trying to force something that's not right because of your timeline.
Yeah.
Or you are simply failing at it and you are so beat down and just saddened and distraught over it that you're impacting yourself negatively. I've always thought, don't base your desire to date on your age or your income level. Base it on the right person who shows up in your life. And it's, I know it's cliche and you might roll your eyes when I say this, but when you know it's that person, you're going to know. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's not going to, especially in the beginning, it's not going to be hard.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. I think, you know, everybody that I know who is married or who found their person and whatever, you know, everybody says the same thing. And that is, well, they say two things. They say either I just knew or they say it was easy. It was
easy. And don't get it twisted when I say that, because it's still going to be work. And,
of course.
And certainly I'm not saying that it should be, oh, we have no issues and nothing to work through. No, that's different. That's different from what I'm saying. It just, it should feel right. It's a gut thing, and you need to trust yourself. And I just know too many people that they were so focused on their timeline that it really messed up their lives.
Oh, my gosh.
It really did. So it shouldn't matter if you're in your teens, if you're in your 20s, if you're 30s. It doesn't matter. When it's the right person, you're going to know.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's interesting. Like, and it really is getting later and later for people. One of my friends just got engaged two nights ago, and she's 36.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
Another friend is about to have her first child, and she's 34. I mean, it's definitely, it's getting older. It's, you know, people don't have that like 25 mark anymore, or maybe some people do, maybe younger people
do. There's still people out there that do, and for those listening, stop.
Right. I mean, if you have a timeline, it's okay to have like a vision board, if you will, in your mind of like maybe how you would like things to turn out, but don't like hold yourself because it doesn't really, it's arbitrary.
Right. And that's the problem. There's a lot of type A planners out there where they have everything planned to the exact minute.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't go their way and it doesn't go to their vision, then it really spins them out.
It's depressing and defeating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, you kind of scoffed and I was like, I mean, let me bestow upon you a little bit of my advice for my life. What is this joke or no?
Yeah.
Again, listen.
Clown
when
shoe.
When it comes to relationships, again, 35 years here on this planet. I've had a lot of failures. And you know what? You learn the best by failing the most. So you should listen to what I have to say.
No, you're right. You know what? As I always say.
Oh, here we go.
And I do say this.
Do you actually say this one?
This is something I do say. let me get it right.
Here we go.
If you learn something, it's not a failure.
Oh, yeah.
If you learned something, it's not a failure.
As you always say.
As I always say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.